Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Freedom is an idea for which countless numbers of people have fought and died over the centuries. Liberation movements were particularly notable in the 20th century and continue today. Our guest, Jerry Adams, has been leading a struggle against foreign domination that has been going on for 800 years. But most of what people outside of Ireland know about Ireland's struggle for self-determination is filtered through London, Mr. Adams says. So he's written his story to give a different face to Ireland's story.
I chose the title Hope and History for the Irish edition of the book, and the state said as a father journey. And it comes from a Seamus Heaney poem. And the poem, one of its lines says, "A father shore is reachable on the far side of revenge." And I think that's true.
Jerry Adams has been Sinn Féin president since 1983. He has twice been elected to the British Parliament by the people of West Belfast. Mr. Adams is a prolific writer as well as a lifelong political activist. A Farther Shore, Ireland's Long Road to Peace, is Mr. Adams' eighth book. Bill Russell and I are always eager to know another side of the story, perspectives that are too often lost in struggles against powerful forces. So we were particularly enthusiastic when Jerry Adams accepted our invitation to be our guest during his visit to Atlanta to meet with Nobel Peace Prize winner President Jimmy Carter. Jerry Adams, I am fascinated with what I think of as visual puzzles. You look at a picture, it looks like what you think it is, and then somebody says, "Now look at that same picture again and see if you can see the outline of a woman's face." I had the sense as I was reading A Farther Shore and as I was looking at Ireland through your eyes that you were saying, "Paula, look at this again and see if you can see a face in here that you've not seen before." Is that why you write your books? Is that why you are in the inevitable media context? What is that? What you want of me, that I should look again and see something new?
Absolutely, and you put it far better than I ever could. Essentially, people here in the States, unless they are interested enough in Ireland, unless they have family roots and are receiving information or going after information independently, you get your information mostly through London. You get your information through tabloid journalism. So what I'm trying to do in this book is to give my side of the story. It's a personal account. And the reader can follow through it and decide on whatever he or she wants, but hopefully they'll find a different face.
I was just surprised that time and again I would hear myself saying to myself, "I didn't know that. Really? And I thought I knew some little bit about Ireland. And again, you were telling me things that just didn't know.
Well, it's gratifying to hear you say that, because obviously part of the point in telling the story is to give the reader an insight. And I describe this in many ways as a journey and a process, but we'll call it a journey for now. And I invite the reader on the journey, and we start off at a time when the North was convulsed by violence, conflict on a daily basis, atrocity after atrocity, by huge repression, by a police state which was pervasive in all of its aspects, and by a huge polarisation of feelings, with a lot of that at times spilling into the south of Ireland or into Britain itself and to other quarters. And we journey from there as we try to find a way out of that jungle. And then we go to Irish America. We go to Hickory Hill. We go to the White House. We go to Cape Town, to South Africa. We go to meet with Nelson Mandela. We get the help and assistance of President Clinton. We get John Hume of the SDLP and others coming on the journey. We end up talking to the IRA, talking to the Unionists. We go to Downing Street, and the reader hopefully gets an insight into all of these places.
I was dazzled as you took me on this journey, how you were able to keep me enthralled in what sometimes in a just painfully boring process. Just the getting through the 30 years from, and always with the streets in the back of your head, that you are able to tell me that it's still thrilling.
Well, I actually, at one point in the book, put in a lot of the tedium because I wanted to try and give the reader a sense of just how utterly, frustratingly slow and boring it was. And in fact, when I was researching the book, and I could draw upon a huge amount of documentation because we, early on within the Sinn Féin group, kept records and minutes and documentation and copies of letters and so on. But I was surprised myself at how long certain phases of it took. You know, you think back and you think, well, maybe that took a year or so, but you realise it took 11 years or 10 years or 12 years to get from the idea of dialogue to actually ending up in the same room as an opponent talking to that person. So, I mean, that was an attempt to actually show people the tedium of it. It is a huge piece of history to cover. That's why it isn't a textbook historical, you know, tome. It is, you know, in the same way as you would tell about what you did at some big point in your life. You won't have to give every exact little detail, every exact date, every exact little nuance, but you'll tell in as interesting a way as you can the highlights that you'll try and convey. So I suppose the book is trying to convey a sense of all of this. And there are little things that grab me, for example, and I didn't... Some of these are cliches, but, I mean, the reality is that one person can make a difference. The reality is that, you know, when the two governments in Ireland and in Britain had their faces set against dealing with Sinn Féin, here they talk to Sinn Féin now as a matter of custom, as a matter of just of normality.
That one person who has indeed made a difference is Jerry Adams, our guest here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell is with me. We'll all be back in just a moment. Please be with us when we return.